News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The government and the World Bank recently signed a $42 million loan agreement for the Integrated Community Development Project. The project is expected to provide improved services, basic infrastructure, and targeted crime and violence interventions in 18 vulnerable communities across the island. Over 80,000 residents are set to benefit. The Integrated Community Development Project represents a continuation of the partnership between the government and the World Bank in upgrading some of the island's most vulnerable and volatile communities. Construction of a 381-megawatt energy plant in Jamaica should be completed by 2016. Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Philip Paulwell says Cabinet will appoint an enterprise team to oversee the full implementation of the construction of the plant. This enterprise team will be headed by former UDC chairman, Dr. Vincent Lawrence.
The enterprise team will report through the Prime Minister, the Cabinet. The enterprise team will be mandated to have the project implemented by 2016. That timing is sacrosanct.
Minister Paulwell was making his contribution to the 2014-2015 sectoral debate in Parliament last Tuesday. Meanwhile, the government has signed a Memorandum of Understanding MOU with Chinese company Xinfa for the establishment of a new alumina plant in St. Anne. Mining Minister Philip Paulwell says the agreement was signed February 28, 2014. As per the MOU, the parties are to pursue further negotiations to settle the terms of definitive agreements within 6 months of its date. In light of this, Minister Paulwell says Cabinet has appointed a negotiating team to be chaired by Dr. Vincent Lawrence.
This means that on successful completion of the negotiations, we will not only be mining bauxite in that area of St. Anne, as was the case with the Reynolds mine, we will be producing alumina from St. Anne for the first time at last.
As of September, all primary and high school textbook lists must be approved by the Ministry of Education before being passed on to parents. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says this measure is designed to ensure that parents do not purchase unnecessary textbooks or books that will be underutilized by students.
No book lists are to be issued by schools unless approved by the Ministry of Education. Parents should not be spending more than an average of $5,000 on supplementary texts at the primary level and about $12,000 at the grade 7 to 9 levels at the secondary schools.
Mr. Thwaites is encouraging parents to check the book lists received from schools with those provided by the Ministry of Education and to ensure that the recommended books are absolutely necessary before making purchases. And Jamaicans are being encouraged to guard against the spread of mosquito-borne diseases. This appeal from Director, Emergency Disaster Management and Special Services, Dr. Marion Bullock-Ducasse, in light of the presence of the chikungunya virus, CHIKV, in some Caribbean countries. The chikungunya virus is spread by the Aedes aegypti mosquito, also the vector for dengue. Its symptoms include high fever, headache, muscle pain, joint pain, mainly in the limbs and large joints, and a rash. Dr. Bullock-Ducasse says while there have to date been no cases of CHIKV in Jamaica, the Ministry of Health continues to beef up its preparedness mechanisms. She says the ministry has been putting measures in place for more than 2 years in anticipation of CHIKV reaching Jamaica. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Residents of Montego Bay, Mandeville, and Kingston, come on out and let your voice be heard as the Ministry of Transport, Works, and Housing hosts public consultations on Jamaica's draft National Habitat Report under the theme Housing and Sustainable Urban Development. Montego Bay, Monday, May 12 at the UWE Western Campus at 5 p.m. Mandeville, Wednesday, May 14 at the Mandeville Church Hall at 10 a.m. and Kingston, Friday, May 16 at the Jamaica Conference Center at 10 a.m. We want to hear from you as we chart a pathway to improve housing solutions and sustainable development. See you there.